We know that students are reporting more academic stress. There's obviously greater pressure in terms of tuition fees, a competitive jobs market. So it might be that students are turning to similar substances in order to boost their performance, get a better degree mark, and perform better in the marketplace. It comes down to whether students should be tested for such substances. I mean, that gets into a whole kind of issue about, is that appropriate for universities to do? It's an absolutely difficult one, because I think you can then get into possible issues around, I don't know, invasion of privacy. But then you could also look at caffeine, for example, and caffeine pills. You know, where do you draw the line? You've got all sorts of pills that, you know, you can get over the counter that might improve your concentration that are primarily caffeine-based. Should they be outlawed, or should they be banned from universities? You know, where do you stop?